The project, if allowed to be constructed, would leave an ugly and perpetual scar through the center of our state and destroy dozens of small, quaint communities all along its path. Hundreds, and more likely thousands, of property owners, both residential and commercial, along the 180 miles of the proposed transmission line project, would see their property values plummet and their ways of life altered forever.
I am here defending the land over which I have stewardship and an apparently useless current use plan.
You can give me the $2 million, but I don't want to take it because I like that land better. I'm going to keep the land.
By now, you can see the fervor and the passion we all feel as right against might will prevail. I feel it in my heart. And no matter how long this process takes, we will fight it to our last breath. This misguided and greed-filled project is just wrong for New Hampshire.
New Hampshire is on the battle of our lifetimes when it comes to private property rights. As we just spoke moments ago with Matt Bonner of the San Antonio Spurs. House Bill 648 comes for a public hearing tomorrow afternoon in Representatives Hall at the State House. And what this will do is ban the use of eminent domain by public utilities for a project that's not needed for system reliability and a project that's certainly not aimed at reducing our electric costs, despite what they tell you. I have some brand new information to share with you on this program today in that regard to what these types of transmission line projects are really aimed for. So if you think that this is about keeping the lights on, I have some information for you that will tell you otherwise in Northeast Utilities' own words. One of the biggest voices of private property rights in this state is Tom Thompson, who's a tree farmer from Orford, who also is the son of former Governor Mel Thompson. And Tom joins us here on Bulldog Live again to talk about what is, Tom, am I understating it or overstating it all that this is a the biggest property rights issue of our time?
This is, and it's critical that people, your listeners, take this seriously and turn out tomorrow at the hearing at the State House. We the people can make a difference if we come together and explain to our elected officials that this is something that has to be passed to protect our property rights as landowners.
Right, exactly, because this is not just aimed at the Northern Pass project, that this is aimed at protecting property rights to bring it to bring our eminent domain statutes in line with Article 12A of the New Hampshire Constitution, which the voters passed by 87% back in 2006.
That's correct, and people need to understand also that if a foreign country such as Quebec, Hydro-Quebec, comes into New Hampshire, forms an LLC, partners with PSNH and Northeast Utilities, and then has the ability to turn around and take your land through eminent domain for this project, anything can happen to your property, anything. And people need to understand that. And I don't care whether you're living in the southern tier and this isn't going to impact you in any way as far as visual or crossing your land. But trust me, if this can happen in New Hampshire, it can happen to any one of us. And you need to be vigilant, and you need to be at that hearing tomorrow to speak out on this.
Absolutely, because this is talking about sending profits where the bulk of the profits are going to go back to Canada. And, you know, this is what they call a merchant project. This is one that the government has not called for, either federal or state government, did not say we need this power. ISO New England, who is the system operator for the New England power grid, has not said that this is needed for system reliability. And the New Hampshire Public Utilities Commission says this isn't needed for New Hampshire's energy needs.
And today we're producing much more energy than we need in the state, and we're shipping it out. But one of the things I want everyone to understand that I support energy of all kinds. My father was one of the leaders in supporting energy throughout this state and throughout the nation. But I want to see it done within our borders so that those dollars stay within our local communities, such as the wood energy facilities, which you know, creates 700 to 1,000 jobs. The money stays within the local communities, and that's the way it should be. Keep in mind, if this Northern Pass, New Hampshire becomes a conduit for a commodity that goes down through the center of New Hampshire, electricity, onto Mass, Connecticut, and I think onto New York, and then the profits go back to Hydro-Québec. And you know, they're talking about it creating jobs. That's all smoke and mirrors, folks. It isn't going to create only a few jobs for a very short period of time, and then we've ruined this scenic value of our precious North Country, and it's the only thing they have left to produce any kind of jobs and have people come to visit the North Country. So this is really a critical issue, but it cuts to the core for me as a private landowner who has shared his land. My wife and I own 2,800 acres. I bought my first woodlot when I was 11 years old in 1956. So I've lived purchasing land. That's where I put my family assets. And I have a real problem when the government, or particularly this Hydro-Québec issue, can come in and take your land through eminent domain. That's my family asset. And
absolutely,
they're not going to take it.
This is what they have proposed to do through your area, not only through Orford. Well, the alternate routes,
which have been
taken off the table for now.
Well, yeah, they've asked the Department of Energy to do it. Have they done it? Who knows? But it's still, I'm in the direct primary line up in Stuartstown, West Stuartstown.
Okay, so you own land up there too.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So, you have that. You have Wentworth and those areas, which again, those are the alternate routes. But Stuartstown being on the primary route, as it stands right now. But even when we talk about it coming down into Concord and goes from Concord, a lot of people, there's a misconception out there. I just want this to be cleared up. For people in Concord, they think that the existing right of way around the airport is the primary route. No, it's not. That has been changed. That change on April 12th. Now they're going through the Broken Ground area into Chichester, down through Pembroke, and then they'll go back to the existing right-of-way. So there's going to be creating 6 new miles of right-of-way in Concord, Chichester, and Pembroke, just like the plan is to create 40 new miles of right-of-way through the North Country, which now you're talking again about private landowners who will be affected by this, people who bought the land to have specific uses for it, and then someone's going to come in and give you the impression, this is our land now, you can't do anything about it.
Exactly. And for those that are on the Judiciary Committee, and I have called the 4 members, and I would encourage all of the listeners to call them and let them know how you feel on this. And then, particularly if you can't make it tomorrow, call, because that makes a difference. But, my question is, I wonder if any of them are in the pathway of this Northern Pass. And if they were, or if they could just for a moment think that their house or their land would be impacted by this, how would they feel about that? Particularly knowing that we're producing more electricity now than we can use, and we're shipping out, I think it's somewhere around 18 to 20%. So this issue is a huge issue, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again on your show. It will be one of the main political issues in 2012. Every elected official in the state of New Hampshire is going to have to take sides on this, one way or the other. Are you with the landowners or are you against the landowners when it comes to property rights? Because that's what it comes down to. And not only the elected officials here in New Hampshire, but we now have presidential candidates coming into New Hampshire, and they're going to be asked, every single one of them, where do you stand on this issue? And that they're going to have to make up their mind. Are they with us on property rights or are they against us? Because there's no in between.
And that is exactly what House Bill 648 is all about. I know that there's been a lot of talk in the legislature by the lobbyists and public services, 10 paid registered lobbyists. They're certainly good at what they do, because they got legislators thinking that, well, if you pass this House Bill 648, there'll never be another energy project in this state again. Now I heard that it might not even be able to build a dam to protect flooding, you know.
Yeah. Well, the folks, again, it comes right back to the core issue of our property rights, which, you know, is essential to each and every one of us. So I don't care whether you own, you know, a quarter of an acre or whether you own 1,000 acres. This could impact you one way or the other. The other thing is, you know, all of that land is going to have to come out most of it is in forest land, so it's going to have to come out of the current use.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to pay? I mean, the landowner is still going to own the land. Who then pays the ad valorem tax on it? Is it going to be the power company or the landowner? Then the other thing is, all of the view, people are going to go in for all of the view assessment abatements, because whether it crosses your land or whether you're in the view shed, and trust me, up north, there's going to be a whole lot of people in the view shed of this power line. They're going in for abatements. They're even going in now because it's dropped the value of their property. Nobody can sell their property right now unless they disclose that potentially this project will happen in on their property or in their view shed.
And that is happening up and down the proposed line from Deerfield.
Absolutely.
All the way up to Pittsburgh.
Absolutely. Even in these the alternate routes, it's happening.
Yes. Yes, and as we heard at the Haverhill Public meeting on the U.S. Energy Department, there was a lawyer from Landaf who had a client who needs to sell their land to pay for medical bills. They can't sell it because
right.
of this threat.
Exactly. And you know, where does the governor stand on this issue? I mean, I'd like him to come out. Are you either with us on property rights, or are you against this? Don't waffle on this. You're the governor of the state of New Hampshire. Please come out and stand with us on this issue.
Very good.
I mean, if this was coming down through Hopkinton across the apple orchard on right next to his land, what do you think he'd say about it?
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So, governor, please come out and support us on this.
There you go. It is about property rights. It's the same arguments that we used in protecting landowners in Article 12A after the Kelo case. It is exactly the same issues at stake here, I believe. So, well, Tom Thompson, got to run. Thank you very much for calling in, and you'll be there tomorrow, I'm sure.
I will be there.
All right.
I hope all your listeners will be, too.